If you want 2020 to be your year, don't sit on the couch and wait for it. Make it happen. Go out. Make a change. Smile more. Be excited. Do new things. Throw away what you've been cluttering, physically and in the mind. Unfollow negative people on social media and in real life. Show more gratitude. Spread more love. Do things that challenge you. Dream bigger. Invest in yourself. Be brave. Well, hello, my sunflowers. Welcome back to the podcast. It feels so weird to be sitting here recording for you guys. It's been so long. I haven't recorded anything in forever. Like, I don't even know how long it's been, but I'm happy to be back, and it's such a magical time, and I feel like what better way to end the year and the decade, actually, than to be recording a podcast and getting these messages, because I have a lot to say today. I don't have anything written down. I don't have like a script or anything. I'm just speaking and flowing from the heart. I'm not going to get into why I was gone for so long. I feel like it's not really important right now. That's something I'm going to save for a future episode, talking about like my hiatus and where I'm at in life currently and things like that. But today's focus is basically on, you know, the end of the decade and starting a whole new year, starting a whole new decade. And I really can't wait to share these messages with you guys. I'm happy to be back, and let's go ahead and get started. It's so crazy to me that soon we'll be entering the roaring 20s. Like, it just sounds so fucking cool. New Year's Eve has always been like a super exciting time for me. And I know it may sound cliche to some, but I believe that this time of the year is just so magical. It's like the end of a year and the beginning of a new one. And in this case, I feel like it's even much more exciting because it's the start of a brand new decade, you know? And it's just so magical. And the possibilities are just endless. A new year holds infinite possibilities. And knowing what I know now, knowing that I can make this year and this new decade whatever it is that I want it to be, it just holds so much more weight, you know? I can be whoever. I can do whatever. The limit does not exist. It doesn't exist for me. It doesn't exist for you. It doesn't exist for anybody. And it's just such a special time. I'm co-creating this life, and I have super big plans for this year, and I just got so giddy and excited just thinking about it and talking about it. While I was setting intentions for 2020, because I don't really like the word resolution, because I associate resolutions with things that you kind of feel like you have to do in order to feel more like, how do I explain it? More adult-like, I guess, or more, I don't know, just more mature and trying to be more responsible or whatever. I think by setting intentions, it just holds you more accountable in a way. By saying, like, I'm setting these intentions, to me, it means, like, you're 100% fully committing to whatever it is that you want to either change or bring forth into your life. It just sounds more majestical and magical, and it just sounds nicer. Like, I'm setting intentions as opposed to, My New Year resolutions. Because when you think of resolutions, or when I think of resolutions, I think, like I said, of trying to be more mature, trying to be more adult-like, or trying to like get your life, quote unquote, together. And then come like mid-January, what happened to those resolutions? They go like down the damn drain, right? Or is it just me? But anyway, so as I was focusing and honing in on my intentions for 2020 and preparing stuff for my vision boards, this year actually created two vision boards for 2020. I created one surrounding my business, which is House of Zen. If you have not checked out House of Zen, I don't know what rock you have been living under, but it's always going to be linked in the show notes. You can follow the business page on Instagram. It's at underscore House of Zen. It's spelled HAUS of Zen, ZEN. Or you can go ahead straight to the website, which is www.houseofzen.com. House of Zen, HAUS of Zen dot shop, and check out all the beautiful things that I have on there. Little promo for myself. But I also created one for life in general. But anyways, so as I was doing that, I also took time out to reflect on the past 10 years, because I think that while looking forward into the future and planning and planting seeds and setting these intentions, it's also important to look back and see what worked for you, see what didn't work for you, see what lessons you have learned along the way, see what changes you would like to, make, see what you can bring in with you on this fresh, clean slate that we are given, and seeing what it is that you need to leave behind. 10 years have gone so goddamn fast. Like, it's insane. It's insane. Like, 10 years ago, I was 18. I had just finished my first semester of college. I had no idea what it is that I wanted to do with my life, like many other, people that age, or many other people, in any age, in any stage of life. But I was just lost in the sauce. Super lost in the sauce. I was just living day by day. I was in school because I felt like I had to be, not because I wanted to be. So that was just time wasted, I feel. That was money wasted. And I paid for school out of pocket. Well, I didn't pay for it. My grandma paid for it. So I mainly went to school because of her, because she wanted me to go to school and graduate and become a professional, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I was just a young girl living my life asleep because my consciousness wasn't awakened yet. But so much has happened in the past 10 years. Like, I've had happy moments just as much as I've had sad moments, maybe more sad than happy. I've experienced love and loss and every emotion in between. I've learned so much about myself and about life and about other people. I feel that I've lost myself countless of times, but then now when I think about it, could I have really lost myself if I didn't know myself? Because I had no idea who I was at 19. Does anybody know who they are at 19? Can you lose yourself if you didn't know who you were to begin with? I don't know. What do you guys think? Like, now I'm gonna have to write that down because that's something that I wanna look further into and discuss on a future podcast episode. So good that I decided to free flow this, because all these different thoughts are coming up for me. So that's definitely something that I'm going to be exploring. In the past 10 years, I've seen myself at my lowest, and I've also seen myself at my highest. It's like a scale. But if anybody were to ask me if I were to change anything or if I were to do anything differently, my honest answer would be absolutely fucking not. I know that may sound crazy to people because some people would say, yeah, I would change this or I would have opted to not meet this person or take that job or I would have moved here or done this or done that. But it's like, I honestly 100% feel and know that everything that I experienced ultimately led me to exactly where I'm at right now. There was purpose in every season of my life in the past decade. And if I could do it all over again, I absolutely would, exactly the way that I did it, because I am a strong believer that again, there's purpose in every season, and everything happens because it's supposed to. There was lessons that I had to learn. My heart had to break. I had to shed those tears. I had to see the lowest of the low. I had to meet all of these people. I had to lose all of these people. So, no, I wouldn't change a goddamn thing. I was able to get over things that I thought would kill me, that I thought were absolutely going to destroy me. I've overcome challenges that were meant to break me, and they didn't. I've seen some dark, 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 dark days, and I've survived. Like, I've survived it all. And if you know me, then if you really, really know me, like, I've been through a lot of fucked up shit. So the fact that I'm able to talk about it today and be thankful for it all. Like, that's an achievement all on its own. It really, really is. And in turn, I've experienced such great joy in my life. I've had so many amazing things happen to me. I found love. I've come into my purpose. I've started a business pursuing my passion and making a difference in people's lives. But ultimately, what I'm most proud of, and I feel like my greatest achievement thus far has been, I don't want to say finding myself because I was never lost, but more like coming home to myself and uncovering the true essence of me, becoming everything that I was intended to become, uncovering all of the beautiful gifts that God in the universe has given me, and being able to be sitting right here sharing it with you guys. Like, it's just mind blowing. Absolutely mind blowing. And I'm just so goddamn grateful. I really, really am. Every day I express gratitude for that, to be able to be here today, living this life that I am living, and knowing that I co-created this shit. Like, I'm really living life the way that I'm intending to live it. I'm consciously making certain choices and doing certain things because it's getting me closer and closer to where it is that I want to be. And until I get to where it is that I want to be, I'm enjoying the fuck out of life. I really am. If you would have asked me 10 years ago where 28-year-old me would have been right now, I wouldn't even have an answer for you. And again, it makes me so proud to be where I'm at and to see that the person I was 10 years ago has evolved into more than 18-year-old me could have ever hoped for, ever imagined, ever dreamed of. And life really kicked me in the ass. God kicked me in the ass. The universe kicked me in the ass. The cosmos kicked me in the ass. But again, there's purpose in everything. And all those kicks in the ass just showed me exactly what it is that I'm made of. And if you're wondering what I'm made of, it's magical stardust and clouds and yellow light. But all in all, like, we're all sent here to fulfill a purpose. We chose to come into this vessel. We chose to have this human experience, and how we live it and what we decide to do with our time here is ultimately up to us. How we decide to navigate through challenges and the situations that we're in, and how we tread through troubled waters, it's up to us. We are always one decision away from living a completely different life. Whether you believe it or not, like, it's just facts. Something so small can have the biggest impact as to the direction of where your life is going. And you have to always keep that in mind. Always, always, always. My biggest takeaway from the past 10 years is that life is not about a final destination. I mean, the destination is death, right? And even then, life is not about death. I feel like there's no destination because you don't die. We don't die. Our soul doesn't die. Our souls live to live on and take other forms. I believe in reincarnation. I don't know about you guys, but I do. But in the end, what really matters is the work that you do. And it's work that you'll do for the rest of your life. Every day for the rest of your life. For the rest of the time that we are in this human vessel. We're constantly changing and constantly growing. And when we're ready to evolve again, there'll be new things to work through. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion. It's not that you heal from one thing and you're good for the rest of your life. No, because there's other things that are going to happen to challenge you. But with challenges come growth, you know? And I feel by committing to becoming the best version of you is all that we really need to commit to. And when we commit to that, the rest will just flow. You become more understanding as to why life unfolds how it does and why things happen for you, as opposed to thinking that things happen to you. You in turn build resilience to handle anything that life throws at you. And that's just the beauty of it all. So that is it. That is all that I have for you guys. Something short and sweet, but also very powerful. So before we end, I just want to say that from the bottom of my heart, I hope that the Roaring 20s bring each and every one of you all that you've ever wanted. May your heart's wildest dreams manifest into reality. May an infinite amount of love and peace and abundance shower over each and every one of you. I love you all. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. Happy, 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 happy new year. Stay golden.